right, get your Bibles out tonight. Revelation chapter number 4. We shoot to be done around 10, or... That shouldn't be a problem, right? Shouldn't be a problem. I can't even introduce my sermon in 10 minutes. My desire is to be a help and encouragement to you tonight, and I hope it be just that. Looking forward to next week's service. Brother Hamilton, as many of you referenced that sermon that he preached last time, and just grabbed a hold of my heart. I don't know how long it's been, but I have not forgotten it. Revelation chapter number 4 tonight. Just thinking about life and thinking about where we're at. Here we are, almost middle of February. One of the harder parts of the time of year. We've been in winter for a long time, and it's still snowing. Haven't seen grass in almost a month. And the sun was out the other day, which was nice, but I do understand, this isn't the whole world. I understand it, but it does affect you after a while. And here we are midweek. You have your Christmas credit card bill that's due. Some of you have experienced that. You filed out your taxes and it wasn't what you thought. And you're just trying to scratch your head going, what's going on? You watch the news and you look at the horizon and the things that are going on, and sometimes it's possible to get disheartened. And I want to give you some reasons to continue on tonight. Revelation chapter number 4, verse 11, it says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things. And for Thy pleasure they are and were created. There's hope. There's hope because we have the meaning of life. I've talked to many of people that have no idea why they're here, what the purpose of life is. I've been studying with my daughter this past week about cell structure and plant life and algae and funguses. And man, the thought that we have evolved from that, an amoeba, to what we are. And then you ask that question, why do you have no hope? Because you're being taught that you have no purpose. Your purpose is to just fill out a blip on a long timeline, and your life is actually meaningless. You're just one small step to the next step. That's not what my Bible says. And you may be disheartened tonight, you may be down, but I want to remind you that there's hope because there's purpose, because you've been created for a purpose, to please and honor and glorify God. If you have no reason to get up tomorrow, I want to remind you that this is number one reason. If you're disheartened, it's going to be cold. It was mid-40s, I think, today. It was nice. People were walking dogs. Bob was out for a walk. But if you're struggling with finding meaning of life, I want to encourage you to refer back to the Bible. I've been trying to remind us as Christians that if we close the scriptures in our life, we will have no hope. We'll have no direction. We'll have no purpose, because we read in these pages of why we are here and why we are created. I want to encourage you to continue on, Christian. Number one, because we have the meaning of life. You've been created for a purpose, and that's to honor and glorify God. I ask you tonight, is that what you're fulfilling? Does your life bring honor and glory to God? Number two, Psalm chapter 30. These will be quick. Each thought has one point. Psalm chapter 30. Psalm chapter number 30. I got bifocals this week. That's great. I went to the eye doctor and I felt like they were concerned about my mental well-being of applying bifocals. Like, she was really surprised I was great with it. Like, I was really excited about it. She's like, you're okay with this? I'm like, yeah. Like, I read a lot. And I should have brought the pulpit, though, of like, okay, this is my reading level and we're going to need to adjust those lines. So I'm right in the middle of stuff, so I'm still trying to figure it out. So if one moment my Bible's way over here and then the next minute it's right here. Psalm chapter 30 and verse 5, reasons to continue on. Number one, we have hope. Number two, I'll just remember this, Psalm chapter 30 and verse 5. I understand all of these things may not apply, but maybe jot them down, because chances are really good that one day they will. Psalm chapter 30 and verse 5, it says this, for his anger endureth but for a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I want to remind you that the pain has an end, that the most difficult of situations do have a limit, that all of these things are temporal. Even the hardest of circumstances, even the longest of circumstances, will expire one day. I want to remind you of that. They say time heals all wounds. And to some degree, there is some truth to that. That first day when you hurt your hand or cut your finger or do something like that, man, you can almost take your blood pressure, your pulse with it. You can just feel it throbbing. But as time goes on, that wound heals. You know, in the scriptures, it says here, weeping may endure for a night. That just indicates that there's a time period of that. And I recognize that. And we've all experienced something to some degree of that. Maybe the pain never totally goes away, but it becomes more manageable. The Bible says, though, but joy cometh in the morning. I want to remind you, reasons to continue on. Number one, there's hope. Number two, the hardest of things will be temporal. The hardest things that we will ever have to face in this life is just temporary. It's not forever. It's just for a... If we want to start looking at timelines, it really is just for a moment. And I know when you're in it, it sometimes feels overwhelming. But please remember, that will be just in a moment. And we'll be standing face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that joy will show up that day. There's hope. It's temporary. I want to remind you, Psalm 34. These are from, some of these will be familiar verses. Just a page over. Psalm 34 and verse 17. The righteous cry in the, Psalm 34, 17. The righteous cry in the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save us such as be of a contrite spirit. I want to remind you here tonight that God cares and He loves you. I think one of the sweetest and most wonderful things is when a child cries out for help. I think the same thing when a Christian cries out to help to their father. God, I need you. Maybe with real tears in their eyes, the righteous cry, it says. Is there something wrong with you if you feel overwhelmed, if you have troubles, if you're of a broken heart? No, there's nothing wrong. That's just part of life. What you do with that, if you don't turn to the Lord, it's going to get harder. I encourage you to turn to the Lord for help. Why? Because He actually cares. Luke number 22, Luke chapter 22, if you mark Luke 22 and verse 44. Not only does He care, but number two, He knows. Reasons to continue on. Number one, there's a purpose, there's meaning, there's hope. Number two, the worst of pain is temporal. Number three, God cares and He loves you. Number four, Jesus knows. Luke chapter 22 and verse 44. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. At the most darkest and lowest points of Jesus' life up until this point, the sweat was, as it were, drops of blood falling to the ground. You say, God, you don't know what I'm going through. I'll tell you this, he does. The most agony, the most difficulty that you could experience, God knows. I encourage you to continue on. Continue on. Why? Because not only does God care, but Jesus knows. He knows what you're going through. And you know what the Bible tells me in Deuteronomy chapter number 7? Deuteronomy chapter number 7. Again, of verses you probably have seen and know. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." Number 5 tonight, God is faithful. God is faithful. You know, there's times when you don't feel like being faithful. Say, what does that mean? You know, the snow is flying or you have responsibilities. Monday comes and you're like, I just don't want to go to work. We'll just be honest. Sometimes we look at our life and we see the things that God allows and we go, God, what are you doing? I'm not sure how much longer I can hold on to this. And God reminds us, no, stick with me, because he has an attribute unlike us. He's faithful. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God. He keeps his promises. Number 5, God is faithful. Reasons to continue on, because every promise that he has ever made will always come true. Always. If he says that he'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, you know what that means? He'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Because God is faithful. The Bible actually tells us he can't lie. Let's not forget that. Romans chapter number 8. Remember watching documentaries about how they put up the Berlin Wall pretty much overnight. Remarkable thing, and families get separated. They're on the other side, and unbeknownst to them, they would not see each other again. Romans chapter 8 and verse 38 says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Hey, I want to encourage you to continue on, because nothing can separate you from God's love. We already told us that God cares and that he loves us. Yes, and nothing can separate you from that. Those verses in John chapter 10 where he says that I'm just going to take you and I'm going to put you in my hand and nothing can get you out. Oh, that's encouraging. That's helpful. That helps me continue on, because nothing can separate you from God's love. In Isaiah 43 and verse 2, let's go there. This is number 7. 7 out of 10. We're doing great. You're doing great. Everything's great. Again, a familiar verse. I keep coming back to this verse. Isaiah 43 and verse 2, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Number 7, not only can nothing separate you from the love of God, number 7 is, you are never alone. Never alone. Say, it's so hard, of course, everyone would abandon. No, you are not alone. God is with you. So continue on. You have a partner. I'd say a partner in crime, but it's a partner in right. Matthew chapter 11, just a few more. And my desire tonight would be an encouragement to you. Here we are in the worst part of winter. Why? Because Christmas is forever away. tired of snow. I love the winter. It's not me. I love winter. I love snowstorms. I think it's great. The kids love sledding. I like sitting next to a wood stove, sipping a cup of tea when it is just dropping snow. But I do understand the effects of lack of sunshine and just life. And sometimes it's hard to find a reason to continue on. Well, here's 10 of them. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest is available. You know, in the society in which we go, it pretty much goes at about 1,000,000 miles an hour all the time. You feel like there's no rest ever. We're fighting just to keep our head above water. And God says, come to me. Come to me. I have rest for you. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. He says, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Hey, rest is available. If you feel burned out, why don't you just rest in the Lord? Take your greatest cares and lay them at Jesus' feet and be careful not to pick them back up. Rest is available. John chapter 16, number 9. John chapter 16. In verse 33, it says this, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. That's a promise. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Number 9, God wins. Reason to continue on. Hey, you're on the winning side. This Sunday, two teams have prepared and planned, and they're going to go at it in a game of football. And man, I don't know, are the Rams going to win? Are the Bengals? Who cares at the end of the day? I mean, if you're those players, I'm sure you care a lot. Lifelong fan, I'm sure you care. But how about eternity? God says, just to let you know, I win. And you're on the winning side.
Yep, sir.
That's reason to continue on. I enjoy playing board games. I love winning board games. And I play to win. Even with my that Hudson. You play chess against Hudson. He's going to give you a run. I'm just warning you. But I never went easy on him. I'd crush him. Like, he'd bring his queen out. Boom, gone. Say, that's so mean. I play to win. I like being on the winning side. Say, a little competitive edge in the Russo house. I'm sorry. There are some downsides to it, too. I get it. But as a Christian, it's good to be on the winning side. Continue on. We win in the end. You understand? And honestly, we have nothing to do with it. Lastly, reasons to continue on. Look ahead. Just look down the road just a little bit. I know sometimes it's hard to see past what you got right in front of you, but if we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, last verse, last verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. Just look down the road a little bit. For which cause in 2 Corinthians 4:17, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish. That's going to happen, you know, right? Things break down. It just breaks down after a while.
Oh, yeah.
The outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, that's what it calls the torments of this life, light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Hey, can't you see that God is working in your life today and to prepare you for something great down the way? Last verse, 1 Peter chapter 5. Don't get so fixed on what today is, but think about this. God is preparing me for something down the way. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10, God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that we have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. After that, you suffer a while. Hey, know that just a little ways ahead, there's strength, there's perfection, and it's all settled. Continue on. Middle of February. Blah. Another month before we see any sort of greenery life. Continue on. There's hope. Because God has given us purpose and direction. That the worst of pain is but temporal. God cares. Jesus knows. God is faithful. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. You're not alone. Rest in Him because God wins. And I encourage you to look ahead. Let's all stand. Maybe just one of those points, grab hold of that one then. No matter where you're at. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for tonight. God, thank You for the encouragement through the Scriptures that You offer. And God, forgive us for looking elsewhere for hope. God, You are faithful. That's Your very character. It's Your name. And God, we depend upon You doing what You said You do. Lord, we cling to those promises. We need them. Cannot survive without them. God, thank You for that love that is unbreakable. Lord, I pray that You'd watch over us now, protect us as we travel home. Lord, once again, that we would be in an attitude of thanksgiving for the answers that You offered to us, allowing us to see. And God, we again bring these serious requests to You tonight. God, I pray that You'd work Your perfect work, and God, that Your will would be done in all of it. Lord, we love You, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.